بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب تكبير المسافر إذا صعد الثنايا وشبهها، وتسبيحه إذا هبط الأودية ونحوها، والنهي عن المبالغة برفع الصوت بالتكبير ونحوه. This is a chapter which deals with the aspect that a musafir should recite takbir, that is Allahu Akbar, the dhikr of Allahu Akbar, Allah's majesty and greatness, whenever he climbs up an incline or something similar to that. In other words, in ascending, when a person is on safar, if you're going from a low ground to a high ground ascending, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah advocates that one should be reciting takbir. Tasbihuhu, tasbih, that is subhanallah, when you are descending or something similar to that. And the prohibition of raising one's voice in takbir and similar forms of zikr, etc. An Jabir radiyallahu anhu qal, kunna idha sa'idna kabbarna wa idha nazalna sabbahna. Rawahu al-Bukhari. First hadith, the narrator is Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, kunna, in other words, it was our practice, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever we ascended, we recited takbir, Allahu Akbar. Wa idha nazalna sabbahna, and when we descended, we recited tasbih. Now, if you look from a grammatical context, what is the difference between Allahu Akbar and Subhanallah? Allahu Akbar, the root word Akbar, comes from Kibriyai. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. All majesty, loftiness, ascension, greatness in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah, all greatness belongs to you. So takbir is to declare Allah's majesty, loftiness, greatness. Now when a person physically is traveling, you're going from low ground to high ground, you are inclining. So you are going technically, physically upwards. So break this down in the heart, this pride that I have become somebody, I have ascended. I am nothing. What am I? I am a drop of sperm. Allah created me. Allah, whatever goodness or aspect of praise that is found in me is not because of me. Allah has given it to me. So break that down. Allahu Akbar. Greatness only belongs to Allah. I'm going higher. I have to declare Allah Ta'ala's greatness and Allah Ta'ala's majesty. So this possible feeling of greatness has to be constantly negated by remembering the greatness and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا نَزَلْنَا, and when we descended, descension, you're going from high ground to low ground. So there is possibly, ostensibly, outwardly, an element of retrogression, weakness, defect, shortcoming. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, in the heavens and the earth, you are the only being that is free of every defect. There is no shortcoming. There is no dissension. There is no incline in your greatness. So this is why when you're going downwards, we say Subhanallah. Now this is not only when you are traveling. Ulama say, even in an elevator, you're going upwards, Allahu Akbar. You're going downwards, Subhanallah. Likewise, stairs. Anytime during the day, you're going climbing some stairs somewhere, going somewhere where you're going upwards, we should get into the habit of making the zikr of takbir, Allahu Akbar. وَإِذَا سَعِدَنَا سَبَّحْنَا وَإِذَا نَزَلْنَا سَبَّحْنَا. And when we descended, we say Subhanallah. وَنِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجيوشه إذا علوا الثنايا كبروا وإذا هبطوا سبحوا. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that it, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his armies or delegations, when they would travel and they ascended an incline, they would recite takbir. In other words, all the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi himself, as they were traveling. La yazalu lisanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. La yazalu lisanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. A mu'min, this is his shan, that his tongue should constantly be wet with the dhikr of Allah. So while traveling, walking, moving, as you incline, kabbarna, Allahu Akbar. And wa idha habatu sabbahu. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would descend, he would recite tasbih. When Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma qal, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha qafala min al-hajj aw al-umra kullama awfa ala thaniyatin aw fadfadin kabbara thalathan thumma qal la ilaha illa Allah wahda la sharika la lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir aibun تائبون عابدون ساجدون لربنا حامدون صدق الله وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم إذا قفل من الجيوش أو السرايا أو الحج أو العمرة. جابر عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that it was the noble practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, idha qafala. This Arabic word qafala is normally used, kuful normally means rujoo, to return. But ulama mentioned it can be used for proceeding and for returning. In this context, it would refer to returning. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would return from Hajj or Umrah, whenever he went up an incline, he would recite takbir 3 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Normally, this is part of the adab and etiquette when, even in Hajj and Umrah, when you are going for sa'i between Safa and Marwa, inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. Faman hajja al-bayta wa i'tamara fala junaha alayhi ayyattawwafa bihima. That this zikr can also be made there as you are going up Safa, or you will recite Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Thumma qal, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, La ilaha illallahu wahda, la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, or what we refer to as the 4th kalima. This has become common, particularly amongst those of us of Indo-Pak origin. We call this the 4th kalima. Technically, it's not really 4th kalima, it's a form of zikr. La ilaha illallahu wahda. There is no deity besides Allah, He is one, alone. La sharika la, does not have any partners. All kingdom belongs to Him, and all praise belongs to Him. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And He has power over everything. Aibun, we are returning. Ta'ibun, we are seeking repentance, asking Allah for forgiveness. Abidun, we are engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sajidun, we are those who prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lirabbina hamidun, and we are those who are engaged in praising our Rabb, our sustainer, our nourisher. Sadaqallahu wa'ada, Allah fulfilled His promise. What promise? وَلَا يَنْسُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْسُرُ إِنَّا لَنَنْسُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah's promise that He would help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would establish His deen. He would defeat the enemies. He would raise His Nabi. He would establish the hidayat, the mission of hidayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sadaqallahu wa'ada, Allah spoke the truth. Allah fulfilled His promise. Nasara abda, Allah helped His slave. Wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda, And alone Allah vanquished and defeated the enemies. As we see in the expedition of Khandaq, we see in Ahzab, when the various clans and tribes of the Quraysh got together and surrounded Medina Munawwara. And also in Medina Munawwara, the Jewish tribe joined them and the Munafiqeen were assisting them. Allah sent a wind. They had made muhasara, they had besieged the whole of Medina almost 21 days. Allah alone sent a wind. Allah Ta'ala sent down malaika, as mentioned in riwayat, up to 1,000 malaika. Allah put fear in the hearts of the enemies for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the noble companion. So hazam al ahzaba wahda, Allah alone defeated the enemies. So this declaration of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and this is we find was what we call an imtiazi sifat, a unique aspect and quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this total negation of oneself and the absolute affirmation of the qudrat and greatness of Allah. That main to kuch bhi nahi hu, I am nothing and Allah is everything. Unfortunately, we don't understand Arabic, but even if we ponder over these words, the type of zikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made. So just very briefly to reiterate what is found in this hadith, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would return from Hajj or Umrah, or in other words any journey, when he was returning, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he would proceed to an incline, he would recite takbir 3 times. And then he would say, there is no deity besides my Allah is one, he has no partner, all kingdom belongs to him, all praise belongs to him, and he has power over everything. We are returning, we are seeking repentance, we are the worshippers of Allah, we are engaged in prostrating before Allah, and we are praising our Rabb and our sustainer, our nourisher. Allah spoke the truth, fulfilled his promise, his covenant, he helped his slave, and he defeated the enemy. Allah alone defeated the enemy. Wa Nabi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna rajulan qala, ya Rasulallah, inni uridu an usafira fa'usini, qala alayka bitaqwa Allah wa takbir ala kulli sharaf. Falamma walla rajulu qala, Allahumma tuwilahu al-bu'd wa huwin alayhi safar. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasan. There's just 1 or 2 minutes remain. We'll start this hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, I intend proceeding on a journey, so give me advice. I'm not going to complete the rest of the hadith because of time constraints now, but this first part of the hadith, we learn 1 or 2 important sunnah, adab, etiquettes. When you intend going on a journey, go to the ulama or your spiritual elders and guide, mention to them, I am about to go on a journey, give me some advice. What should I bear in mind? What preparation, etc., should I be making? This we learn from sunnah, and we see it also. Sometimes you're going in the path of Allah, going for your annual chilla, or going whatever safar or journey you are undertaking, to seek advice, the muzakara that is made, the hidayat that is given, the guidelines that are given to our jamaats, etc., before they proceed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these adab and etiquettes can be gleaned from such ahadith. That sahaba also, before they would proceed on the journey, they would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would seek advice from Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.